The Marquette Law School released its latest poll of Wisconsin voters yesterday. The poll asked voters statewide about a whole host of issues ranging from approval or disapproval of the Trump administration's foreign policy record. Pollsters also asked about the field of Democratic presidential hopefuls as we head into the 2020 primary seasons. In many ways, opinions haven't changed too much from previous polls conducted by the law school. Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School Poll. He's also co-founder of Pollster.com and the founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Rob. Good to be here.
Well, the more things change, the more they stay the same, it looks like, at least in recent Marquette Law School surveys, right? A lot of the big issues, we're seeing a lot of not movement.
I think it's right. Maybe people paid more attention to the holidays over the last month than they did to politics, because not much has moved.
So sum up some of the big top line findings for us when it comes to things like approval of President Trump.
Sure. Approval of Trump is very little change from December. It's 48% approve, 49% disapprove. It was 47-50 in December, so just a point each way. However, that is only the second time of his term that he's fallen below 50% disapproval, and it matches the closest he's come to dead even on this net approval at one point net negative. If you look at him over the whole year, each month, month to month, we've seen no more than a one-point move. But cumulatively over the course of the year, he's a little bit better off now than he was in January a year ago. His economic approval rating is pretty good, 55-42 approve. That's by far his strongest approval. And the weakest is on foreign policy, where it's 44% approve, 53 disapproved. So that's the picture of Trump job approval today.
And that's the foreign policy issue one people were looking at. This was after, I think you were in the field after the Iran military strike?
Yes.
And did that seem, and of course it's hard to pin anything to one particular issue, but did that seem to move any needles when it came to his foreign policy performance?
It really did not move the needle. In December, it was 43-54. 44-53 this time. Again, just barely a point in each direction. Usually when a foreign event happens, whether it's good or bad, the president often will get a bump from a foreign military event. That's not happened here. We were in the field after the drone strike that killed the Iranian general and after the Iranian missile strike on a U.S. base in Iraq. And also after the president's statement the day after the missile strike saying that the U.S. wasn't going to retaliate. That is clear in our data, where 61% believe that it's likely we will not escalate the military conflict there. Only 30% think it's likely that we will have a bigger military conflict with Iran. Also, in terms of the action itself, we asked, do you agree or disagree that it's about time the U.S. hit Iran back? 43% said it was about time, but 51% said it was not. So that suggests not much appetite for military conflict with Iran, though a significant minority that was pleased about it.
Now, one idea with President Trump and his approval or disapproval. Here's a hypothesis. Tell me what you think. There's a lot of data out there about President Trump. Most people have already made up their minds, and it would take something really big to sway it one way or another. Fair?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And the history of the last 3 years, of both in state approval and in national approval, is how little his job approval has moved up and down, especially after the first 6 or 8 months of his term. It's just been remarkably stable, with less than 10% of Democrats approving and somewhere around over 80%, 85% of Republicans approving of Trump. It's just not left much room for movement. The other thing going into 2020 is that now people are pretty sure about what President Trump is like, whereas in 2016, he was the wild card that people didn't know what he would be like as president. And so that's also something that's different coming into this year compared to where we were 3 years ago.
Talking to Charles Franklin about the new Marquette Law School poll. How about the Democratic primary race? We've got Iowa voting just around the corner. What did people in Wisconsin have to say about that field?
A lot of stability there. Biden in first place, Sanders in second, Buttigieg third, and Warren just 1 point behind Buttigieg in fourth place. We've seen those same in the same four as the top four since October, over the last 4 months, without any change really in that. Then it drops down to under 10%, 6% for Bloomberg and 6% for Yang, 4% for Klobuchar. 60% still say they might change their mind. That's down just a little from 65% a month ago. So maybe people are beginning to make up their minds a little bit. But the real thing is going to happen when Iowa votes in just over 2 weeks. With Iowa voting and then New Hampshire, when we look at this in February, there will be a lot more information and almost surely a lot more scrambling of the field compared to where we've been, this real stability throughout the fall.
That's all federal politics. How about state issues? Anything that you focused in on in this month's survey?
I think there were a couple of things. We asked about Foxconn. 35% think the project will be worth the money the state's putting into it. 46% say we're paying too much. But there's been a bump up of to 19% who say they don't know. Partly that's because Foxconn hasn't been in the news a lot. But it may also reflect the fact that there's real uncertainty about whether the project will turn out or not. We also saw that majorities, 59%, are either satisfied or very satisfied with their public schools in their community. About a third, 33%, dissatisfied. Strong satisfaction, though, has trended down a little bit over the last couple of years. And some degree of dissatisfaction has trended up a little bit. So the balance is still pretty satisfied, but it's not quite as strong as it has been. And also related to schools, 41% would like their property taxes cut versus 55% who would prefer that money to go to schools. That also is still strongly net positive for schools, but not quite as strong as it was a couple of years ago. So maybe a little bit of shifting in perceptions of schools and giving them a priority.
How about approval ratings for statewide elected office? I think you've got the governor and both U.S. senators on the list.
Yes. Governor Evers' job approval is pretty much where it was last month, 51-40, a plus 11 net approval. It was plus 12 last month, so not much change there. Senator Johnson has a 39 favorable, 29 unfavorable, but as we see with him in all surveys, full 31% say they don't know enough about him to give a rating. Tammy Baldwin is 44 favorable, 40 unfavorable, and about half the don't know rate, 15% don't have an opinion about her. Those differences in don't know have been very consistent between Johnson and Baldwin over the last 5 or 6 years.
Do our Wisconsin elected officials have that extreme partisan polarization in opinions that you pointed out with President Trump?
It's pretty strong, but nothing is as strong as Trump. Evers doesn't get a lot of Republican support, but benefits from some independent support. And with the senators, it's pretty polarized, but again, not to the degree that that Trump polarizes or the extent to which Scott Walker, when he was governor, polarized the electorate.
What are you going to be watching for over the next couple months as we wrap up our last minute, Charles, when it comes to public opinion?
I think the big thing is the scramble for the Democratic nomination and where we are as we go into our April primary. And I'm also going to be watching the economy and people's views of the economy. In early 2019, people were a little pessimistic, but we ended the year with rising optimism about the economy. That's something that's helping President Trump at this point as well.
And, of course, the field will likely change after Iowa and New Hampshire. I know you've been polling second choices among Democratic candidates. Briefly, anything leap out to you there?
There, it's, again, basically the same top four. And people's second choices tend to spread across the field. There's not like You know, the second choices are overwhelmingly one candidate. So, again, I think the field is just pretty fluid, and people will shift and settle on a first choice after they see who's in the top two or maybe the top three after we get the first round of voting in February.
Charles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director there of the Marquette Law School Poll. He's also the co-founder of Pollster.com and founder of PollsandVotes.com. He joins us today to talk about their latest survey just out yesterday. It asked Wisconsin voters about the Trump administration's foreign policy record, the Democratic presidential hopefuls, and a whole bunch of other national and state issues and public figures.